You are listening to WNRB ELP 93.3 FM on this Friday evening, 7:01. One after seven. Got Conversation Digest up for at least the next hour. Going to talk about many important issues that you may or may not care about. If you don't worry. We'll make you care. 845-7084. Tune in, chime in, call in, contribute, and we'll have a show that you'll love. All up in just a bit, got hard-hitting issues and your favorite features that we have on a weekly basis. Conversation Digest, WNRB, LP.
Who's the microphone assassin, huh? You are, of course you are. You get out there and do your special stuff.
Hey, hey! You are listening to Conversation Digest, the best show on this time slot, with Academy Award winning Chad Houtman, two-time Golden Globe winner Knusby, winning the Zippelman. With such a star-studded extravaganza, how could you not pass up this opportunity? Get ready for the best 2 hours of your life. Until next week at this time.
You are turning in a new leaf. Last week you didn't listen, but this week you are. Conversation Digest.
One.
Adventuring into areas
unknown, previously unknown, or previously known?
Unknown for at least 1 week since last time we were on. Gateway to your weekend. He is Knusby. I am Houtman.
Yes, I am.
We've got many issues we need to get into. We got a jam-packed hour. David Letterman, the reaction to his statement about Sarah Palin's 14-year-old daughter also. He's not funny. A bear versus a cat done by Milwaukee, somewhere in Wisconsin. What happened with that?
What?
And also, you'll find out, Knusby.
Okay.
And what was the other issue we had to talk about?
What about that guy who made a monster?
Oh, the guy that made a monster. We can find that. We almost saw a cat hit by a large vehicle on the way over here. Knusby and I both panicked at the same time.
I was going to run into that person if they ran over the cat.
The cat saw the guy coming, or the woman, whichever, and turned the other way and ran back into the woods. I was glad to see that. Can't handle seeing dead animals on the side of the road. It depresses the heck out of me. And every now and then you say a word on the air that you shouldn't say. When the mic is on,
when
you don't
did that
know
happen?
It. Well, I won't specify, but something
last
happened.
Last week it happened?
It was an accident. It happened.
I think it
could have been last week, the week before, or maybe even this week. 845-7084, if you want to call in and contribute verbally. I will no longer ask for your monetary contributions as the government is taking your money. With new taxes and new ways of robbing you clean, I can't possibly consciously ask you to contribute to the overall fundage of WNRBLP. FamousAshtray.com.
See? Look. Apparently, I don't know what that number is.
I don't know. 845-7084 and FamousAshtray.com if you want to read information about us on there. And we have archived TV episodes that was on the college campus station at UW-Stevens Point. It was buried and suppressed because they didn't care for our programming, even though it was
I didn't care for
above
their programming.
And beyond everything else they could possibly provide.
Like
also,
amateur hour.
It was awful. Archived radio programs of Conversation Digest that we've been airing since October of 07, if I'm not mistaken. 3-1, if you remember him, he's been kicked off for quite some time. And now 2-1, apparently, will not be on this
at
weekend
least
either.
Week.
They are, if you know about the show, they're getting married in New Hampshire. 3-1 and 2-1. Also, your email's coming up in just a bit.
Yeah, we got some rather peculiar email in this week. If you know from the show, we usually don't get any, but
I don't know.
We accidentally got some, and it's for an actual real issue rather than just a stupid made-up one, so stay tuned for that.
This computer. It ruins a lot of what we try to do here, by the way. I can't express to you the difficulty of a slow computer. And I am not trying to be a jerk here. It just isn't fast, and I'm trying to read articles. Knospi's trying to elaborate on articles, and we can't. I mean, if you want the TV listings for ABC and CBS and all the other channels.
Well, at least those loaded.
It'll take a while because, yeah, well, if you want to know past 9:30 p.m., it's going to take a while. And because the computer and – all right, we may as well just go to email.
Yeah, punch that up, see if it goes.
If you want to talk to us via the email, by the way, what's our email address?
ConversationDigest@gmail.com.
All right, and here we are with Mary from Wausau. She gives her address and her phone number. Mary, you don't have to give us that information. I won't give it on the air anyway. I'm not going to care where you live. I mean, I'm – well, anyway.
Well, it's nice that someone local is.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the – highbrow entrance to your letter there, Mary. How's it going? I listen to your show at least once a month.
Well, that's better than most of our stats for that.
1 week, Knuspe, although she spells it K-N-U-S-P-E.
Oh,
it's actually K-N-O-S-P-E.
Well, that's okay.
Mildred.
She tried.
1 week you were talking about, with Chad Houtman, about live streaming your programming. And the possibility of WNRBLP having other shows live streamed. Why were we talking about other shows?
I think it was just the station overall.
Must have been a moment of weakness. You guys were talking about that and the possibility of it happening, but I never heard anything more about that. What's the story? Well, Mary, like you know already, we do have our shows recorded. And
syndicated online at famousashtray.com.
Exactly. But so far as live streaming is concerned, there was discussion, one-way discussion, via the email about the possible live streaming. And I had emailed some people that also have shows on WNRBLP talking about Knuspe's expertise with computers and said technology. And I asked about them having any questions and how Knuspe would be more than happy to answer any questions. But as there were no responses about that, Mary, from these other people who inundated my inbox, and yet they can't respond to me, I don't know what the story is with the live streaming.
Maybe we get our own live streaming up. That'd be good.
If we could. So, as far as your question is concerned, Mary, we do not have an answer, except for we do not know. Hopefully, in the future, we will be live streaming the entire station's programming, I suppose, on Knuspe?
I would hope so. Get a bigger area of listening.
If you had the right technology, you could actually get that going yourself, couldn't you? From what I gather.
Yeah, that's not that hard. We basically have the correct tools that we could do that.
It would just take some money and a better computer, right?
Yeah. Well, we have our own server and whatever. We could do that ourselves, but they probably would want control over it rather than us having control.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could just hit up ourselves for the live stream.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that's for a future scenario.
Possibly next week if I get that up.
Mary ends her email saying, good show last week. Not so sure about tonight's as it's been only 10 minutes and it sounds kind of lousy. Keep up the good work and I'll tell my girlfriends about you because we like getting our hair done listening to you at the local salon.
Well, that's nice of her.
Get your perm, Mary, and listen. We got a bunch of stuff coming up on Conversation Digest.
Well, we have Nerd Boy Ruins Film coming up.
Well, why don't we do that right now on WNRBLP Conversation Digest. Coming up in just a bit, Puss in Boots.
Yikes.
Puss in Boot, I should say. Northwoods House Cat shows Black Bear who's the boss. Also, David Letterman talking crap about Sarah Palin's 14-year-old daughter. The reaction, the response, and the fallout. Also, other local stories, whether it be in Wausau or Wisconsin.
I want to hear those.
Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, Wausau.
It all starts with Alex B. Keaton skateboarding around and rocking out the Huey Lewis and the News, the best band ever. and he meets up with this guy from Taxi and gets shot by a bunch of Germans driving in a VW bus. He goes back in time. He blows up the barn in Old Bay. Shotgun comes and tries to blow his mutated face off. He finds out Crispin Glover is a pushover wimp and likes to go birdwatching. And Alex P. Keaton gets run over, and then his mom tries to kiss him. Ew! Then Biff pours a bill. I think his name's Bill. He gets tripped in the 50s diner and gets distracted by the oldest trick in the book. He gets hit by the actual book. Hoo-hoo-hoo, what a funk! Alex P. Keaton stages a giant ruse to get Caroline in the city to go back with Crispin Glover. But missed off by Bill. And he decides he needs to rewrite rock history and play All Along the Watchtower at the School Under the Ocean Dance. Meanwhile, the guy from Taxi is building up some wire things for a time machine. Alex B. Keaton gets back to 1985 and blows up the Germans with their own missile launcher. Time Crisis averted!
Ooh, that was a good one.
845-7084, our studio line. That was Nerd Boy Destroys Film on Conversation Digest, a weekly feature that we play just for you. Adventuring into verbal excellence while entertaining and providing common sense. Here at Conversation Digest, we don't do liberalism, we don't do conservatism, we do common sense-ism.
Yeah, it's all about the common sense-ism.
Oh, I guess we are doing the show. I just got a text. You doing the show? Yes. Yes, we are. My brother, but he's not. He can't hear. Journal Sentinel Online. Puss and booted. Lee Berquist of the Journal Sentinel apparently had a slow news day. Northwoods house cat shows black bear who's the boss. Oh, this was the Northwoods?
Tom Weber captured the exchange with his camera Wednesday morning between a black bear and a cat. His cat. He was leaving for work about 7 a.m. and then. And as he left his rural Park Falls,
I was up there.
He saw an adult bear walking down the road. Weber got in his car and followed it. Then, 150 feet ahead of him, he saw a bear and his 3-year-old cat, Hobo. That is the coolest name ever. The exchange lasted less than 5 minutes, but Weber said the cat was clearly the aggressor.
To me, it seemed clear that he wasn't going to give the bear any ground, said Weber, 51, who drives a postal route.
Weber got Hobo as a kitten when his parents found it as a stray. It lives indoors, but often ventures outside. Hobo isn't particularly aggressive, but is not intimidated by the family dog, Weber said. The cat weighs about 12 pounds, and Weber estimated the bear weighed about 300 pounds.
I've never heard of anything like this happening before,
Adrian Weidman, a biologist with the Department of Natural Resources, stated.
Bears are known to kill fawns and even elk calves.
Weidman, I think that's how it's pronounced. He knows of 2 dogs that have been injured by bears this spring.
And apparently Lee Berquist of the Journal Sentinel had a slow day.
At least it wasn't.
What really killed the dinosaurs?
Post-fight analysis. First of all, this wasn't even an altercation. The cat was the aggressor? Really? If the bear had been the aggressor, obviously the cat would be dead. Or at least 8 of its 9 lives would be extinguished. It was not an altercation. Who knows? Perhaps the bear and the cat were actually getting along. Why is it that we have to assume that we're witnessing a fight here? When interviewed, the cat, when asked what he thought about the fight, he went, and the bear went,
I just want the picnic basket.
That's all he really wanted, I guess.
I think that the Berquist, the writer from the Journal Sentinel, wants to make a bear den into a bear mountain. Doesn't mean it's a fight. Let's be real here.
So, I think it was on Tuesday. Oh, man. One of those days, I was driving back from Park Falls with my brother. And we saw a bear on the side of the road. He was my older brother, mind you. So he's about, 27. He was freaking out, like, a bear! I see a bear! True story.
Was there a cat there?
No, it was just a bear at the side of the road on Highway 51. He's just hanging out, looking at cars.
Apparently we're getting inundated with bears.
Bears are fun.
Be prepared with honey. Headline news. New York lawmaker calls on CBS to fire Letterman for Palin comments. FoxNews.com. New York State Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb, a Republican, is calling on the CEO of CBS to fire David Letterman for crude comments he made about Sarah Palin and her daughter.
What did he say?
In the letter to CBS, it's up ahead there. Well, he said he took Letterman to task for the shockingly inappropriate jokes. As the proud father of a daughter and as a husband, I want Mr. Letterman, I mean Moons, the guy's saying, this is the CEO, he's to hear from me directly about Mr. Letterman's degrading remarks, Kolb said in a written statement. Firing Mr. Letterman would send a clear message that CBS will not tolerate any of its employees, even an established media figure like Mr. Letterman.
They're not going to fire him.
Making demeaning and degrading comments about women.
I highly doubt that they're going to fire him.
Well, they won't, because they have similar politics to Mr. Letterman, who, by the way, is not funny. It's not even a subjective opinion. He's not funny. Watch Conan O'Brien and then watch Letterman, and you tell me which one is actually funny.
Don't forget to watch Jimmy Fallon and see how awful
that is. Oh, Fallon's
awful.
We were, as we often do, making jokes about people in the news, and we made some jokes about Sarah Palin and her daughter, the 18-year-old girl, her name is Bristol. That's right, and so then they're upset with me. Letterman, yeah, you know what? He wasn't talking about the 18-year-old daughter. He was talking about the 14-year-old daughter. She was the one at Yankee Stadium.
I want to know what he said.
These are not jokes made about her 14-year-old daughter. I would never, never make jokes about raping or having sex of any description with a 14-year-old girl. I mean, look at my record. It has never happened. I don't think it's funny. I would never think it was funny. I wouldn't put it in a joke. Yeah, well, don't you pre-read the jokes? And couldn't you have elaborated that it was the 18-year-old you're talking about, Letterman? I'm saying that. Palin said Friday that it was time for people to rise up against Letterman's form of humor. No wonder young girls especially...
Wait, so they want to censor him?
No, okay, there's a double standard in America. Don Imus was fired for a very insensitive statement. Where's the accountability here? I don't want Letterman to be fired, but honestly, Imus should have never been fired for the horrible thing he said. Fine, maybe. Suspended, maybe. Let's maybe suspend Letterman. We shouldn't have fired Imus. But apparently there is a double standard in America. Imus cannot say what he wants and get away with it, while apparently Letterman, who is a gap-tooth, non-funny freak...
Even though I don't like Fallon,
I shouldn't have just said
Jimmy
that,
Fallon,
actually.
I still wouldn't want him to be censored.
No, you mean Letterman.
No, I'm saying...
I wouldn't want Letterman to be censored either. He didn't swear.
Anyone who shouldn't...
Well, do you think that Don Imus should have been fired for the things that he said?
Was he serious about it?
I don't know. I can't tell you what his motives were.
Probably not.
You know what he said, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to repeat it, but...
I want to know what Letterman said, because I...
He just said something about the daughter getting pregnant while at a baseball game, getting pregnant by Alex Rodriguez.
Well, doesn't he go with everyone?
The 14-year-old daughter was the one that was with Sarah Palin at that game. So obviously Letterman was talking about that. It's not that hard to figure out. Letterman's backtracking, and he's a coward because he won't even apologize. Just apologize.
Well, what's that called? Oh, man, I can't think of it. Any publicity is good publicity?
Not in this case, it's not. Everyone knows Letterman's on. They know where to tune in. He doesn't really need that kind of publicity.
Rather turn on old NBC at 10:30.
His other references to the controversy were more oblique. When guest Denzel Washington said he would get in trouble with Obama for making a joke about the president's big ears, Letterman clearly had something else on his mind. You aren't in the kind of trouble I'm in, he said. I'm sure Letterman probably was laughing when he said that. How does Letterman have a show like that? He's not funny. How did he get to the point where he is at?
The old people like him?
If nothing else, it just irritates me because he's boring. I could do that show.
The old people like him.
845-7084 in defense of David Letterman, go ahead and call in. Or if you want to make a verbal assault on the guy. Not like anyone's going to call anyway.
Bring it.
It is your civic responsibility to either ignore us or to not ignore us, to call us or not to call us. Apparently, in this case, you are considering your civic duty to not call us.
Or even just calling in to say you listen. Whatever.
FamousAshtray.com.
You know, any call-in would be nice.
Go to our website. 2-1's not here tonight.
He's off in New Hampshire, isn't he?
Possibly, with
3-1. Ooh, jinx. So
you hadn't heard about this whole story with David Letterman?
No, I have not.
It's all over the news. Where have you been? Oh, yeah, that's right. You have been out of town.
I was busy with the bear and the cat.
And the silver spoon? Falls.
Running away with a spoon? So, okay, what's coming up next? We have any pressing issues?
I had a couple of stories that I'm trying to get to here, and I can't really
What about
do
the guy
until...
who made a monster in North Carolina?
Yeah, you're going to have to find that for me because I don't know where it's at on the internet. And we're trying without results. In other words, we still don't have an answer. Does Knospi have a cold or does he have sinus allergy issues? How do you know?
Well, I took both allergy meds and cold meds, so we shall see which one beats.
Well, this time of year it gets tough because it's not winter, and you're thinking, well, in the summertime, people should not be getting colds.
I believe it could be allergies. I hope it's allergies.
So would that be your bet?
Yes. I will put $1 down that I'm betting that it's allergies.
So you'd feel safe in saying these are certainly allergies. It is certainly not a cold.
Yeah, well, the pollen crazy outside right now.
If you end up with a sore throat tomorrow, I'm going to know you have a cold and that you're...
You can still have a
not
sore
accurate
throat
with
from
your
allergies
diagnosis.
Because of the post-nasal drip.
I suppose you could. Sinuses and such. You're right about that. You can get headaches and all
that. I haven't
had
coughs. I've just had the sneezes, which is partly attributed to these snots.
But no sore throat whatsoever.
Nope. Not at all. Bob Eubanks.
I don't want to hear about him. There was a story on JS Online I wanted to read about public domain. I should say eminent domain. Someone having his land taken away from him because an alderman wants a store expanded.
It's a store.
It was the store of someone that contributed money to his campaign.
I shouldn't be able to do that.
It's happening in
Milwaukee. It's dumb. Who are these people? Who do they think they are?
I don't know. I can't even find the article. Well, I don't know where it's
Wouldn't
at.
Wouldn't that be unconstitutional?
You'd think, but eminent domain apparently isn't unconstitutional, if in fact you can justify it. I read the article earlier, and I'm not finding it. It was not right. The guy wanted to have a restaurant and dance club in this neighborhood, and it's quite clear that this guy owns this land. And the city wants to take the land away from him so that this one health food store or something like that can expand. And the alderman is the one that's trying to get this all going in the right direction so far as
they should
him agreeing with the direction it would be heading into.
The guy should sell it to some big company who would...
Sell it to Walgreens.
No, that wouldn't sell it. Just so they have to fight a bigger company.
Walgreens likes to have a store in every corner in America.
I have no problem with Walgreens.
I'm just saying, that'd be a good company to sell it to.
Do you have a problem with Walgreens?
Lord knows they've got the budget to sell it with, to buy it with. Waste in Wisconsin, examining our state's drinking culture. Apparently it is a culture. I said that to someone the other day, and I thought, am I a jerk for saying that? I said, drinking. It's a culture.
That doesn't make sense.
It's our culture, I said. That makes sense.
Well, what kind of drinking?
Alcohol.
Wasted. I thought you said waste in Wisconsin.
No.
Waste
drinking
culture.
Alcohol. Drinking deeply ingrained in Wisconsin's culture. JS Online. Beer for beer and shot for shot. When all 50 states belly up to the bar, few can hold their own with Wisconsin. Alcohol runs in our blood. It's at taverns, fests, brewer games. Wisconsin is famous for its outgoing spirit, but getting home can be deadly.
Right, 2-1?
Uh-oh.
What?
Drinkers think they can drive. Haven't experienced this myself, but from what I gather, when you've had too much to drink, you think, I can rule the world. It's like that teen mentality. When I get out of high school, I'm going to take over the world. I'm going to make millions of dollars. I'm going to get the best job in the world. I can do whatever I want. Despite my limitations,
which are many,
whether it's youth and stupidity or otherwise excessive alcohol consumption, you truly believe in a delusional state that you can do whatever it is you set out to do. Drinkers think they can drive. Perception doesn't match inebriation. For a good number of people, it doesn't matter if their blood alcohol level is above the legal limit, double the legal limit, or even three times the legal limit. They still can think that they're perfectly capable of driving. I'm reading this while walking a straight line, FYI. Or so they told Journal Sentinel reporters after submitting to a breath test at Summerfest, Miller Park, and three Milwaukee bar districts this summer. That more coming up in just a few moments. Right now, a false commercial break on Conversation Digest, WNRB-LP.
The white dress, the rented tuxedo, the entire family. All are here to see this happy occasion. Everyone is smiling. You both say I do. It was the perfect moment.
Fast forward 1 year.
Beatings, emotional distraught, money, cheating, irreconcilable differences, gambling, sexual problems, addiction, change in priorities. We have it all. Here at Divorce R Us, we can make your happiest dream come true. The gift of divorce. Find us in the yellow pages. Divorce, it's what's for dinner.
Conversation Digest, WNRBLP.
You saved your money for an entire year, or you are a billionaire industrialist with an insane amount of disposable income. You've searched the yellow pages and now search for the best. We are the doomed luxury cruise line when it comes to shipwrecks, coral reefs, pirates, or maybe even the good old zombie infestations. We are the cruise line for you. We purposefully stray into international waters and into highly restricted zones. Even the mysterious Bermuda Triangle. We even pull right up to the Iraqi war zone. Take that, George W. What do you think of that? Or how about the famous U.S. nuclear test site, the Bikini Atoll?
Sorry, Zippelman, that isn't what it sounds like.
We take all the necessary precautions. Shotguns, missile launchers, EMPs. We've even gotten into fistfights with zombies and other creatures of the dark. One time there was a bipedal sea creature. He ran into our glorious boat. I grabbed my Bowie knife, bit down in it, and dove into the water. Fighting it, stabbing it, and also taking a few punches and bites from its super sharp teeth. Within minutes, it was dead. We don't care if it's endangered. We're in international waters. The doomed luxury cruise line. We do what we want and kill what we please. We might not be scared, but you sure will be.
Conversation Digest, each and every Friday from 7 to 8 or 7 to 9, depends on how enthusiastic we are.
We're pretty enthusiastic, I hope.
845-7084, your studio line. Go ahead and call in and chime in to our conversation. Consider it a verbal contribution.
And then digest it. Conversation Digest. You like that?
Knuspy's in the studio as well as me.
Yeah.
Hauptmann, talking about alcohol and the perception not matching the actual level of inebriation. Here's a quote. 23-year-old Brookfield man on Old World 3rd Street down in Milwaukee, whose blood level content was only 0.13. Big deal. I've been way more messed up and drove successfully, said a 23-year-old Brookfield man on Old World 3rd Street, whose 0.13 blood alcohol concentration was well above the 0.08 level that state law defines as drunkenness. He was one of 75 drinkers who agreed to be tested. Of those people tested by... You want to do the drunk quotes?
Yeah.
Okay. Of those people tested by the Journal Sentinel 59 said they had consumed five or more drinks, the official, if controversial, federal definition of binge drinking. Most had six or more, and 19 had downed at least a dozen.
Yee.
On average, those tested said they consumed eight drinks. A 27-year-old Germantown man, you have to do this in a German accent since he's from Germantown, was certain he could drive despite the roughly 20 drinks he had downed.
Same thing.
And his 0.25 blood alcohol level. He was boarding a bus to leave Summerfest, but I had no doubt he could get behind the wheel if he had to.
Absolutely.
He said.
I've been doing this for 10 years, dude. That
was all. What a jerk. Not you, him. His condition was unusual, but his perception wasn't. Out of 42 drinkers who tested at .08 or above and were asked if they thought they'd be able to drive, about half said they could. That's a common feeling, said Mark T. Fillmore, a psychologist. Now you have to sound like a professor. A psychology professor at the University of Kentucky.
Oh, there's no quotes there.
Who has researched alcohol's effects, maybe in the next paragraph. People will characteristically overestimate their ability to drive after drinking, he said. The breath tests also track with another finding by alcohol researchers. Drinkers, as a rule, do not have a very good idea how intoxicated they are. Asked before the test to estimate their blood alcohol level, 71% were off by 0.03 or more. How would you possibly have any comprehension of what your blood alcohol content is?
Unless you get the breathalyzer very often.
I know, but off the cuff, if someone asked you after 5-10 drinks, would you know where mathematically your blood alcohol content would be?
I don't know.
How would you possibly know? Seriously.
I guess.
Apparently, that's a science that we should all know, according to this alcohol. No way. You got to be kidding me. Oh,
you missed that other.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
I feel sober.
Said a 22-year-old West Bend man who had roughly like 10 to 15 drinks at Summerfest and tested at .11.
No way. You got to be kidding me.
Said a 19-year-old Marquette University economics student at Summerfest who blew a .30 and was stumbling, spitting, and slurring his words. He's more than 3 times the legal limit. He's almost 3 times the legal limit, and he was shocked when someone told him that he was way beyond the legal limit. Reporters targeted spots where people do a lot of drinking, seeking to compare perceptions of intoxication with reality. And in those spots, not surprisingly, Wisconsin's tendency to binge was on full display. For many, getting drunk appeared to be the evening's point. Or, as a heavily intoxicated young Racine woman put it after disembarking from a 90-minute cruise in the Edelweiss featuring all the Miller Lite you could drink and all you can eat at Nacho Bar.
Nobody was really into the Nacho Bar.
What? So you have a bunch of drunks and no one's into the nacho bar?
Oh, I would be hitting that nacho bar up first.
I'm assuming that Miss Edelweiss's point was, well, everyone was absolutely focused and zeroed in on the drinking, right? Is that her point? It's not funny, Miss Edelweiss.
You still have to jump in and have some nachos.
You still have to have some nachos. I don't care how focused you are on alcohol. Been there, done that.
Nachos are great.
Nachos would not be something you ignore while drinking alcohol. Don't be absurd, Miss Edelweiss. Her name is not Edelweiss, but that was what she was doing, taking the Edelweiss tour, so I will call her the Edelweiss girl.
Edelweiss.
How we test it? Don't care, JS Online. Don't care. I'll read it anyway. Journal Sentinel bought an Alcohol Hawk Pro digital breath alcohol detector. I'm at .04, apparently. A model used by some police departments to test drinkers. Drinkers were asked to estimate their blood alcohol content before blowing into the device. They were also asked a series of questions anonymously. To avoid false positive results, volunteers were asked if they had consumed alcohol in the previous 20 minutes. If they had, they were tested later or told they could not participate. The small sample tested over several evenings was by no means a scientific survey, but it did provide insights into drinking behavior in Milwaukee. Is there a chance that people were saying in jest that I am fully aware of what I'm doing and what is going on around me and my surroundings?
Maybe.
If it was an anonymous questionnaire, would you just say jokingly, I have no idea, I don't think that I'm drunk, because usually I know when I'm drunk. Do you know when you're drunk?
I have a feeling. Who?
Knospi, I apologize.
Yeah, I could tell.
So I think
it's not like I'm an idiot and go and drive then.
JS Online needs to calm down. Miss Edelweiss apparently doesn't believe that people, when drunk, eat the nachos.
I want nachos whether I'm drinking or not.
She's full of it. 845-7084. Any perception of when you've had too much to drink?
Nachos?
This guy that blew a .03, I'm pretty sure he knew he couldn't .03. That would have still been below the legal limit, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, apparently all the deer, by the way, headline news, revisiting that whole part of the show. Judge says it's okay to run over deer, apparently.
Don't they run into you? They're like, hey, look, headlights, and then they run at you.
Not in Waupaca. That's where we run over deer with our snowmobiles, and because it was hunting season, it's okay.
Was it wabbit season?
No. Great computer. I love this computer.
Thank you, WasaDailyHerald.com, for being an idiot.
It's not their fault.
Yeah, it is.
It's this computer's fault.
It's everyone's fault but ours.
It's not our fault. Good call.
Did that girl get punched? Oh, sorry.
It's soccer. They can do that, I guess.
Does he get a red card?
Yes. Judge drops felonies in Waupaca deer slaughter case. Waupaca, 5 felony charges of cruelty to animals have been dismissed against a man accused of running over and killing deer with his snowmobile. Robbie Coonsey's attorney successfully convinced a Waupaca County judge Thursday that because the defendant was hunting at the time of the incident, state law prohibits animal cruelty charges.
So he was driving down in his snowmobile with a shotgun.
Yes, and apparently the judge was wearing camouflage. What kind of a judge is this?
Idiot.
Judge John Hoffman conceded and dismissed the felonies. Coonsey still faces several ordinance violations and 4 misdemeanors, including hunting out of season. Coonsey's brother, Rory, and Nicholas Hermes faced similar charges. 4 deer were found dead along a snowmobile trail south of Waupaca on January 10th, and a 5th had to be euthanized.
So
how does this not count record? As unfair treatment?
The track record states they do that. Why not just take them down? Book them, Dano.
Why not charge these guys with felony charges? Down. I just said charges twice, but I'm a little bit flustered as to why the judge...
Probably they're good friends, because apparently when you're friends with the judge, you can get off.
Was the judge wearing a crossbow and camouflage robes?
Probably.
With a mallet that says... What's the company name of a... Whatever.
I don't know.
The bailiff had blaze orange on, by the way.
You think they had a shirt on that said, guns don't kill people, I do.
Possibly. I was a bit surprised when I read this today. I thought this was more of a serious situation where you run over a deer with a snowmobile, and these deer probably aren't going to die instantly, by the way. They're going to lay there
in agony and pain. By a car and not die.
And it's sad when you see that, and these guys did this intentionally. And if all they get charged with are minor misdemeanors, they pay a $50 fine or whichever. It's the same as saying, well, it's okay to kill a doe when you're only supposed to be killing bucks. I know nothing about hunting. I just know this isn't right. I'm going to kill a fawn because it's hunting season. And some of these comments afterwards on these, why do people make these ridiculous comments? Like this guy... Red 77, maybe from the area, I do not know. This is
friggin'
pathetic. This lawyer must have trouble sleeping at night. The judge should be disbarred. This is a slap in the face for all sportsmen and women. I don't think that disbarring the judge would be the right thing to do. Now, do you, Red 77? Okay, well, and also, I agree with all the comments. Everyone said the judge not being in sound mind. And the lawyer twisting a BS story to help his client. No wonder the kids nowadays grow up not respecting the darn thing. I would say without reading the exact testimony, maybe we're jumping to conclusions here, folks.
Well, the guy who did that obviously has a track record of it.
The judge?
No, the guy running into the animals.
How do you know that?
It said that up there.
It did?
Yes. He had other misdemeanors and whatever.
No.
Violation?
Yeah,
still facing several ordinance violations.
From the same situation. Doesn't mean any charges beforehand. They're just saying there were 4 things that they charged misdemeanor charges.
Yeah, so he should still
in that given scenario. They're not saying he had them in the past. They're saying associated with
this whole situation. And his brother and someone else had faced similar charges, so they're all in the same mindset.
They were hauling around the Skull and Kodiak in the back of their Arctic hat.
Ooh,
they
good,
saw some
good
deer.
Name dropping.
It's a sad story. I feel sorry for those deer. It's like that poor kitty cat that almost got ran over today. And it did not, which I was happy about. 845-7084. The phone lines are buzzing tonight, let me tell you.
Yeah, I've been taking
crazy
calls
world
left and up.
You've been turning them down. Canospi's quite tough with his call screening. So if you're going to call in, make sure you got some pertinent info about what we're talking about. Otherwise, I hate to say it, Canospi may just slam down the receiver, in which case you would be getting... the signal that means no longer on the phone with Canuspi and
well,
Conversation Digest.
Call that was just awful.
That call right there was? What'd they say?
Yeah. They called me a name.
What did they say about the deer situation?
They said, learn how to hunt, and then you'll see how I see it.
Did they appreciate the judge's ruling in the case?
Yes, they probably were the same people.
Maybe it's the blaze orange-wearing bailiff. The camouflage-wearing judge.
Anyone but them.
It's cruelty. I don't care if it's hunting season. What does that matter? This rationale that this judge fell for was absolutely childlike.
I'm guessing the judge knew him. That's how they get off. Don't have to...
It's a possibility.
And that's a load as well. If you break the law, you should.
That's a pretty high-profile case in Wisconsin right now, isn't it?
Did you know anything
about that case? I had heard about that earlier this year.
Nope, I did not.
It happened this past hunting season, and I can't quite figure out the logic in that. And of course, no one contributes in this community. With all seriousness, you probably should utilize the gift for which you are receiving. You have a voice that you can utilize, folks.
The gift of a telephone?
The gift of a telephone, which connects to a local radio program. And apparently Megan Fox is displaying her tattoos on entertainmentweekly.com.
I saw something where her thumb looks like a toe.
Where'd you hear this?
On the internet.
It's probably false.
I'll check it later and put it online.
If I can see that Megan Fox has a thumb toe. I gotta find this Chastity Bono.
That's okay.
Chastity Bono entering a whole new life as we know it.
Ow.
She's not what she used to be, let's put it that way. You're just messing everything up. Thanks a lot.
No, it's a different thing. Yeah, look. Oh, come on, computer, load.
She has a toe thumb.
Yes.
Wasn't she dating Shia LaBeouf for a while?
Isn't she still?
I don't think so.
Oh, are we going to have Hollywood Minute after this?
So how does she hitchhike? Because they're like, well, she's sticking out her big toe. That doesn't look like a big toe, does it? People are exaggerating.
Maybe I'm in the wrong one.
TMZ.
Oh, no wonder you're not getting it.
Well, I tend to think that they show pictures that are accurately depicting what it is they took pictures of.
Kick what?
Get out.
Nah, we got a couple more minutes left.
Well, you're screwing it up. I didn't do anything. I was going to read a story about Chastity Bono changing her gender.
So you like dead air?
Yeah, whatever. Not too concerned about it. This isn't commercial radio.
Yeah, whatever.
No one's paying for this time, so if there's dead air for 5 minutes, I have no problem with it.
Oh,
so
I'll get the sounder up for that.
Not too concerned about it. As I once said, 3-1. You've never worked in real radio.
Yeah, and never has.
What do you... Is that the Hollywood Minute?
Yeah.
I don't have the story.
Oh, then...
Oh, right there.
Right there.
All right.
I'll get that going.
Here is your Hollywood Minute. EntertainmentWeekly.com. Chastity Bono to change gender?
And who? Oh, Cher and the late Sonny Bono's daughter.
According to TMZ.com, she's not Cher and Sonny Bono's daughter any longer. She is becoming their son. And actually, it's just Cher's son because Sonny's dead. She's in the early stages of transitioning from female to male. Publicist Howard Bergman, also pronounced Bragman, made a statement for the activist, journalist, and author using masculine pronouns. Yes, it's true. Chaz, after many years of consideration, has made the courageous decision to honor his true identity. He is proud of his decision and grateful for the support and respect that has already been shown by his loved ones. It is Chaz's hope that his choice to transition will open the hearts and minds of the public regarding this issue just as his coming out did nearly 20 years ago.
How old is he?
I think in its 40s.
It?
We ask that the media respect Chaz's privacy during the long process as he will not be doing any interviews at this time.
Oh, but he will be later.
Except for the exclusive interview.
From TMZ?
From Conversation Digest.
Oh, okay.
air date originally yesterday with me and Chastity Bono. Chastity, can I have your moment of your time, sir?
Yes, you may.
Madam. So, this was actually pre-hormones, by the way. I said this all wrong. I'm setting this up all wrong. This is from 5 months ago when first discovered that she was going to start becoming a he. Miss Bono.
Yes, how's it going?
You want to look more like a man and be more like a man?
I think I do. I want to honor my true identity.
Fast forward to yesterday. Mr. Bono, you like being a man?
Yes, I do. I like it very much.
That was your Hollywood Minute on Conversation Digest each and every week. Check out FamousAshtray.com for archived radio programs, archived TV programs, and video projects. FamousAshtray.com. It's not a way of the internet. It's a way of life.
Woo-hoo. So what else is up on the
docket? Do you know what Chastity looks like, by the way?
Her new identity or her old one?
It's pretty much the same. No offense. Really not much of a difference there.
Are they just changing the things downtown, or...
I think it's all over. It's all over the roadmap, so to speak.
Hmm.
I don't think that there's anything chaste about Chastity.
I think they sure named her wrong.
Can I get kicked off the air for various things I say? Because according to David Letterman, no, I can say whatever and whichever I please.
Hmm. That's a good way to go. Well, they sure changed that.
This isn't the Drudge Report. That's a mistake. Apparently the story on Drudge, whatever that is, Heath Ledger dead at the age of 28. It's a new story. No, it's a very old story from last year. He's been dead for... He would have been 29
now. What is going on here?
Don't know. Can't tell you, Knuspy.
Well, tell me something.
I have nothing. I've got nothing. FoxNews.com. Shepard Smith on TV. Bill O'Reilly on TV.
Wait, wasn't Shepard Smith, like, getting some sort of death threats or whatever in an email?
I think most conservatives are these days. Is he conservative?
I have no idea, tell you the truth, or even if I was lying.
Well, here's a Kansas teacher claims conservative views led to loss of job. Well, if you want me to read these articles, you're going to have to make them shorter. I'm not going to read a novel here to just find out about this guy whimpering about his lost job.
He probably did something stupid, and he's just saying that his political views are the ones why they canned him. That's my guess.
I don't know. I don't really care. I have a situation with...
Well, hit up something else on there.
I've got nothing. The slow computer, it provides nothing. I cannot do anything. 845-7084. You are missing your opportunity, once again, one more week, to call in and contribute to the verbal extravaganza that is Conversation Digest. We are your gateway to the weekend.
Yes, we are.
Gnospy.
Yes.
What do you have in the docket for the last 11 minutes of the program?
I have about 5 dockets, and 4 of them are in the car currently.
Is that a docket, or are you just happy to... Never mind.
Oh, man, that was awful.
WallStreetJournal.com. Free delivery in 4 weeks of...
4 weeks.
Is that considered an advertisement? Because I'm really not advertising for them. I don't care to do that.
Want to advertise for someone?
Yeah, here's another email. Dear Knuspy.
Yes.
It's the same lady, by the way, Mary.
Oh, she was nice the first time.
I met you one time at a family get-together. Apparently we're third cousins.
Oh, no.
Just wondering. Boxers or briefs?
None of the above. I find that they... chafe.
Why is your third cousin asking you that?
I don't know. Maybe it was 4 times removed.
I just don't think it's appropriate. Mary, you're going to have to grow up a little bit. The one person that emailed us this week asked these juvenile questions. Whatever, Mary. Apparently the most hunted man has got the same first name as a very famous actor.
What's his name?
Joaquin Guzman.
Well, that's it. Joaquin?
Not too concerned about
Joaquin?
It, by the way.
That is a rockin' stash. I've seen that before. Someone.
Mr. Guzman. Drug cartels in Mexico. Batagirado, Mexico. As a child, Joaquin Guzman Lario was so poor that he sold oranges to scrape together money for a meal. He could have just
sold... Why can't he eat the oranges?
I was going to say, why didn't he just eat the oranges?
They're good for you.
Since then, the 52-year-old has built a business empire and a personal fortune around Tide, currently for whatever, 701 of Forbes, whatever.
That story sucks.
Done with this. Honestly, WallStreetJournal.com, you can do better than that.
So what else is loading up on this beast of a computer?
Check out the Green Bay Press Gazette. Have we become a show that just reads articles and just elaborates on them because there's not much going on?
We just read articles from Wikipedia.
I honestly need to get more sleep here because I cannot handle doing a show on no rest. I cannot do this.
We'll get some sleep then.
Easier said than done. My guilt keeps me awake at night.
Modern guilt?
Don't know what that is. What's modern guilt?
I have it's guilt you're guilt. Having now.
I have vintage guilt.
Ooh, aren't you fancy-pantsy?
Milwaukee adult, second Wisconsin resident to die from swine flu?
I think more people have died from the regular flu than the swine flu.
Was the person sick before they got it? Let's be real here, people. How many healthy people are contracting the swine flu, H1N1?
Well, they're probably not smart.
And dying.
They're not going to wash their hands when they come out of the bathroom.
Milwaukee. Milwaukee health officials say an adult infected with a swine flu has died, the second such death in the state. The Milwaukee City Health Department said Friday that the person did not appear to have any of the common underlying conditions that tend to be risk factors.
Well, then it probably wasn't swine flu.
The health department statement didn't have details on the person's age, gender, or recent travel habits. A message left with a department spokeswoman said Friday that it was not immediately returned. City Health Commissioner Bevan Baker says conditions that increase a person's risk include being older than 65, or under 5, kissing pigs, pregnancy, heart or lung problems, a compromised immune system, and diabetes. Or diabetes.
What if they went to a pig roast?
The Centers for Disease... Well, that would be cooked. It wouldn't be a problem. Unless it was raw pig roast. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday 45 deaths have been reported nationwide.
I don't like that wrench advertisement over there.
Edwin C. Garrett?
It just touches the pipe.
The overriding commonality between all these people that have died, so far as I have seen, I don't know about this particular person.
Sheer stupidity.
We know nothing about this person. No, I can't say that we know that. I'm sure some of those people that died of swine flu H1N1 were quite intelligent.
On average, people are
they
stupid.
Were sick to begin with. I don't think that them contracting H1N1, a.k.a. swine flu, means they're stupid. Can us be no offense.
I'm just stating, generalizing that people on average are stupid.
Well, you need to wash your hands more. There is common sense here. There is logic here. I don't think kissing a pig can give you swine flu, can it?
I don't know. Depends on the type of kiss.
It might contribute to an overall perception that you're lonely and pathetic if you're kissing a pig.
What if you just want to lay down with the pig? Don't do anything. Just lay in there.
Oh, like Winnie the Pooh and Piglet used to
Yes.
do. And Christopher Robin.
You think Winnie the Pooh got the swine flu?
Oh, dear Pooh! Oh, I got the swine flu! Oh, bother!
Oh, no.
Whatever.
What is going on?
754-845-7084. Your studio line, go ahead and call in and make a verbal contribution. I cannot consciously ask for economic contributions anymore. Not in this time of economic despair. Nationwide, we're losing money daily to increase taxes. What kind of a car are you driving, Knuspy?
A black car.
In California, you may be at risk to have your car painted. Like
Why?
The paint spray on San Andreas.
How about they... Punch them in the face. I don't want a white car.
You could have a red or a blue one, I suppose, but if you want a black car, shouldn't you be able to do that?
Yes.
In a free market society, should you not be able to buy a car?
Freedom of choice.
Unlike Henry Ford, who believed you can have any color car you want as long as it is black. Now we have more colors available as long as we're allowed to have them by the government. Do you think that the government is kind of getting too involved in our lives, can us be?
They're too involved in my life and every day.
Don't you think they're getting a little bit too big? Do you like hearing about all these new taxes? Do you have money? Are you just scraping by?
Well, it's hard times these days.
Yeah.
For everyone, no matter what.
So when you hear there are new taxes on soda, new taxes on beer, you don't smoke, so I'm sure you're not too concerned about the new taxes on cigarettes, but new taxes on cell phones, Higher taxes on the purchase of vehicles.
I would think if it's hard times, why raise taxes? That's kind of stupid.
Doesn't make any sense. If anyone can call in, honestly, sir and madam, or in Chastity Bono's case, both, is this the time to raise taxes on anything in America? If you can call in, by all means do so. I'm willing to take, and so is Knuspy, opposing viewpoints. We will honor and respect opposing viewpoints and put you on the air. It is our honor and privilege to put opposing or supporting viewpoints on the air. At Conversation Digest, we don't stay away from controversy. We don't stay away from opposing
viewpoints. We strive right into it.
We go into it like a rocket ship with bad thrusters and a bad sense of direction into the sun. We take it on full force. We are not afraid of opposing viewpoints. We will not, unless you are corrupt with your language. Unless you start verbally abusing us, we may have to turn off the phone at that point via the hang-up.
I know how to hang up.
845-707-0784. Do we have voicemail here in case somebody calls us a minute after we're off the air and leaves a wonderful message for us?
If we do, we don't know how to check it.
I don't even know how to use this phone. I'm not even sure that we're giving a phone number that works for those who are trying.
I don't even know the phone number for this place. Is that it right there?
I've been given the same phone number for a long time.
That's the one.
842-8390, 842-8390, extension 210, studio line.
Should I try that number?
In the event that you want to contribute verbally.
I'm going to try that number.
So tonight, Knuspy, we've gone into many different issues, and maybe we can snag in a call before we leave in about 2 minutes here.
I'm going to try this number.
All right, we had Chastity Bono making some changes in his/her life, which is fine.
Okay, that light's coming on.
Okay, apparently that means that you're calling, Knuspy. We also had other issues. We had the... Quick, what other stories did we talk about tonight in Conversation Digest?
Monster
I do not
thing.
Recall. Forgot all about the monster thing.
It's not letting me go for extension, so I don't know what's going on.
That's not... Call 845-7084.
Okay.
Oh, and also we had the emails from Mary in Wausau. First one was pertinent.
The second one was
kind
of disturbing.
Didn't care for the second email.
Okay, see, that light comes on.
I don't believe that she ever met you, by the way. I think that's
so.
An absolute lie. It's a fallacy, and
I don't
care
even think
for
she's
lies.
Related to me anyway.
So apparently that is the correct number, 845-7084. And so adjourns another episode, another adventure into Conversation Digest, traversing
history.
The truth and... I guess that's the only thing we need to worry about. Common sensism is provided on a weekly basis by us, your hosts, Conversation Digest. We'll be back again next week unless something tragic happens.
I think we should be back next week.
Well, something might happen. I don't know. Maybe a vacation. I need a vacation.
Well, like Arnold Schwarzenegger does. And
fastest hour on radio.
Best hour on radio.
For Conversation Digest, community radio's answer to commercial radio. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
WNRBLP, Wausau, 93.3 FM. It's...
Hey, was that 2 hours? Hey, was that 2 hours? That didn't feel like 2 hours. That felt like four. Stop the music! Okay, that took forever. What's wrong with you guys? Seriously, do you need to be beaten? Come on, you can do better than that. Burt Reynolds outdid all of you. I'm sickened with all this awfulness. You make me want to throw up. You best do better next week, or I shall rain down my judgment upon you to the likes you've never seen. Start that music up, and get those kids out of here. I'm sick of them. Conversation Digest. We do it because you wouldn't. Seriously, would you?